Good morning, everybody. I think it's still just about morning. I'm sitting outside. Please excuse me. I have woken up sneezing today. Itchy eyes, itchy nose. I have got some kind of allergy going on. I have got some antihistamine tablets, but they say they can make you feel drowsy, and I don't want that, so I steadfastly refuse to take them. They were ones that were prescribed to me by the doctor. And I've got two lots, actually. But they're both the same thing. The one they gave me last year, because I said sometimes I get itching from my kidney disease, but I haven't had that much recently. It goes in phases, and I never took them because they said they can make you feel drowsy. So I went to my GP about my allergy, and they said take antihistamines, and they gave me some others and said these are really good. When I got to the chemist, oh, lo and behold, I told her I don't want ones that say they can make you feel drowsy. They're the same ones. Excuse me. So I think I'm just going to order some when I do my Tesco shopping, because I know those ones don't make you feel drowsy, and also they're really cheap, so you don't need to get them on prescription, which I wouldn't do anyway. I only got these because I went and she gave them to me. I wouldn't normally go for things like that. I'd normally buy them over the counter. Anyway, I'm sitting outside. It's a beautiful day, very much like autumn. It's a bit windy. The sun's a little bit... It's out. It's warm, but I think I'm just sitting in the shade. Obi's at work. Connor's at work. My ex and his wife came over this morning to give Ronan part of his birthday present that they'd had to order in and go and get specially earlier in the week. So they came over for a cup of tea and just to chat. Niall! Oh, good boy. I don't want you going up in the garden and doing what you're not meant to do out there. You've got to run for that. I think we're going to be taking the dogs out later. I want to give Niall a bit of work and a free run. Oh, the hospital yesterday. Oh, we got there. They picked us up about 7:15. We got there before 8:30, and we did not leave again till 4:45. We got home about 6 o'clock. I had a Chrissy test where I collect my four bags from the day before and take them in so they can weigh them and test them and see how well it's working. I also had to collect my wee for a day in a bottle. And just for your information, I got 1.5 litres, which is really good. plus the fluid that comes out when I dialyse. So I think I got well over 2 litres, which is really good. So that's all working fine. Then I had to put a different bag in the night before. I normally put a yellow one in, which is the weakest solution. I had to put a green one in, which is a slightly stronger glucose solution, and so it works faster. It draws off the fluid and the toxins more quickly. I don't know why they do that for the test. It's meant to be in 6 hours, and I didn't do it till 6 o'clock. Well, I told them 5. So we didn't. They couldn't start the test till 11 o'clock, and then they drain that off, they test some of the fluid, they put in another green bag. 2 hours into the test, I have to come back, and they draw some of the fluid off, they take some of it, send it to the laboratory. Then, after another 2 hours, they drain more off, and then they change the bag again, so I'm back onto a yellow one. And that's basically the end of the test, but they also time how long it drains in, how long it takes to drain out, and how long it takes to drain in. They weigh me. They do various other things. It's called a peritoneal equilibrium test, and it's carried out once a year. Oh, and I had to have all my MRSA swabs and blood tests and stuff, which is on a boo. The MRSA ones aren't. I would have done them, but she went away and I thought she was coming back, so I was waiting for her to come back and I fell asleep, and then I turned the boo off because it was getting too long and boring. So that was that. Then I had to have a chest x-ray, which I haven't had the results of yet, but they said looks okay. Someone said it looks okay, even though it's not her field. But I did have one in January, so I'm not overly concerned about that. I had a Doppler scan, and again, it was just an ultrasound scan that checks all my blood vessels that needs to be involved in a kidney transplant, because apparently they attach the kidney to a vein in your leg. So they had to look at that, and apparently that's all okay. I'll go back on Monday and I'll get the results officially from the doctor, from the consultant. That was about it. I saw the transplant coordinator and I had a quick talk with her, but it's when I got home last night, I think it all just built up and I really couldn't stop crying. It's a very complicated, complex situation, not only the physical part of it but the emotional part as well, and I'll try and explain some of it here, but I'm not sure I'll really be able to do it justice. And the fact is, because I'm a blood group A, Obi's blood group B, we're not compatible as a match, but there are things they can do. There are two things. When someone has a kidney transplant, they have to have their immune system suppressed. Now, I thought it was just for a few years, but Obi tells me it's forever. So that puts you at risk of certain cancers, a slightly higher risk. I don't think it's a hugely increased risk. If we were to go ahead with the transplant, I haven't decided yet. I need a lot of time and a lot of soul searching, and I also need to speak to certain people. But I would have to have a dose of this, double dose of it, before the transplant. Because what they would do is give me a blood test to see what antibodies I have against his blood group, and then they would have to kill them all off, basically. So that's one option. Another thing they do, and I don't know how he feels about this, I haven't really talked to him about it, we're a pair, but we're not really compatible, but they could make us so, but there's complications, obviously. So what they do, four times a year, they put us into a pool, not literally a pool of water, but you know what I mean, a pool of people, of pairs of people that are in the same position as us, and they see if anyone comes up. Now, they could come up with somebody, another pair, where I match the donor and he matches the recipient of that pair, so then we would do a swap, if that makes sense. Some people do that quite successfully. That's the other option, or to go on the donor list and wait for someone deceased. I haven't decided. It's very complex. I really want to speak to somebody about the physical part of it, the immune system thing, because I've always prided myself on having a very good immune system. You know, I have, and I it seems a shame to shatter that. But then I have to weigh it up with everything else. Now, do I want to wait 4 years for a kidney, or do I want to take a risk? Is a higher rejection risk if I take Obi's than if they find one that's the same blood group as me? It's not the end of the world if it gets rejected, because I can just go back on the list. It doesn't mean I'm going to die or anything like that. But it is a lot to take in, and it's a lot to think about. And what I really want to do is to talk to somebody who's been in the same position as me, and gone for a live donor that didn't really match, which obviously they do exist. But whether I can find anybody that is willing to talk to me about it, I don't know. But I'm going to ask them. I'm going to see her again on Monday. And, hi, what are you doing? What are you eating? And see if I can get someone to talk it through with me. Because I really am in a quandary about everything. And I know there's no rush. There's no rush whatsoever. Because I'm doing okay on the dialysis for the moment. And yeah, I'm doing quite well on that. I'm on the lowest form of peritoneal dialysis, which means I'm on, you know, if things change, there's a lot of scope for me to stay on that type of dialysis and do different bags. Because I'm on four yellow ones, which are the weakest ones. I'm still doing well on that. Oh, for goodness sake, Dio! What was that in an aeroplane going up? What sort of plane was that? Wow. Oh my God. quite scary. I thought I was going to come down on my head then. We've had a few that go by like, Niall, we've had a few go like that recently. I don't know what they are. They're not your normal jet plane, that's for sure. It's upset the birds. And I think the sun's gone in. So that was that, really. Monday I've got to go and see the consultant. It's a routine thing anyway, but they'll discuss my blood test results and the other results, and I'll see the transplant coordinator again. I've also got to see the dietitian, which you do every 6 months, and then Tuesday I've got a cardio echogram or whatever it's called, which is like a scan of the heart, like an ultrasound scan. I've had it before. It's not very pleasant, but it's okay. I'll survive it. Hope that's all normal. And then I think the next thing after that is to actually see the surgeon and see what they have to say. Probably that I've got to lose a bit of weight, which I know anyway. I mean, I'm not grossly overweight or anything, but I do feel I want to lose a bit of weight. And I'm going to actively pursue that now. And it's not that I eat a lot or that I eat even the wrong things. I don't really eat much, and I don't eat a lot of sweet. Don't eat any sweet stuff. I just don't. I mean, I can't tell you the last time I had a cake or anything like that. But I think it's just the lack of exercise. So I've got to really tone that up. I was meant to go to the exercise classes, but I just couldn't face the journey over there and waiting to come back. It just put me off. It's too far when you can't go under your own steam and you've got to wait hours to be brought back. So I've got to do something at home myself. I want to try and do at least half an hour of walking every day, and I don't mean just ambling, I mean proper walking with Niall, even if I do like 2 15-minute walks. I want to try and get on my exercise bike a little bit and just do some general exercises, and I think that will help. I want to have a little bit in reserve, because when you have an operation and it's something like that, I'm sure my weight is going to really drop, and I don't want to go down to be skinny. I hate that. That was horrible. I'd rather be a little bit overweight than a little bit too thin, because I have been like that throughout my life, and on and off, mostly through anxiety and stress, and it's not nice to be told you're too thin. It's horrible, because my mum will say, oh, you look awful, oh, you look terrible, which is not nice. No one ever says that to me when I'm a bit overweight. They just say, oh, well, yes, I think you have got a little bit of weight, but well, you know. It's nothing that a bit of exercise won't shift, which is true, actually. And I'm not, like, debilitated with it. It's not making me out of breath walking around or even up and down stairs and stuff like that. Not at all. I'm bending down. I mean, sometimes I hear people and I think, oh, God. They really puff just walking around up a little flight of steps. And I think, oh, dear. I don't want to ever get like that. What have you got there?
Mammy. I don't think I want you having that bit of bone. Where is it?
No, I always got it. What is this horrible manky old sheep doing on my chair? I've come inside now because it got a bit chilly. I don't know where we're going to walk to today. We're probably going to go... I want to walk down to what's called the brook, but that is quite a long way, and I don't think I can take Lammy on that walk because it's mostly on roads that are very narrow. And I will have to work Niall, so I've got to work myself up to that. But although the good thing about it is that he, when it's very narrow pavements, he naturally goes slowly because he's cautious. You know, he doesn't want to put either of us off the edge of the pavement. There's a lot of narrow pavements around here because it's quite an old... I mean, this estate is quite, you know, this road and that... it's quite new. It's, well, 70s, but there's Derry Downs opposite here. If we go onto the main road, which is just, you know, I've done lots of booze, of that road, Chelsfield Road. On the other side of there is a road, it's like a horseshoe shape. It's got two ends that come out to Chelsfield Road, and it's called Derry Downs. And along there, they're all Victorian houses. My mum's friend lives down there. They're quite nice houses, actually. And I think there are some newer ones, but some are quite, most of them Victorian. So we're either going to do that or go down and try and find that field again that we never found. I want to go down through the farmer's fields and into the woods in the afternoon. It'd be nice to go, because we go in the evening when we have to worry about getting back because it's going to get dark. So it'll be actually quite nice to go down there in the daytime, in the afternoon. Have a nice walk through and see if we can find this blasted meadow. Or we need to see the ladies again, but they only seem to go walking in the evening, and we haven't seen them the last few times. I don't know where they come from, but they're always heading through the park. But we have met them in the fields before. So, oh, excuse me. I'm going to get some of these Tesco's antihistamines because, oh, my nose is itchy, my eyes are so itchy. Even like underneath, you know, to the side of my nose, like the skin next to my, under my eye is really itchy. Yeah, that's about it, really. I had a good night's sleep, actually. We went to bed quite early. We went to bed about 10. I woke up at midnight because Ronan had really bad upset stomach. He said he thought it was a bug, but I think he's just eaten a lot of party stuff that, you know, that we bought for the party and we haven't used. So it was in the freezer and he just got that out yesterday and had a load of onion barges, which were quite spicy. I think he ate about 10 of them. So I was awake for a little while and I thought, oh, I'm not going to get back to sleep. And I did. I listened to one boo. Whose boo did I listen to? All one word. I listened to All One Word's boo about talking about different religions and stuff. And then I put my phone to the side and I went back to sleep. And I think I slept till the alarm went off, which is at 5:40. And I nudged Obi to turn it off because he doesn't always hear it. Sometimes I don't hear it. And then the next thing I knew, he was getting up for work. He had to be there by 8:30. He's just got two people today. He should be home soon. That's it. I had a good night's sleep. I was still asleep, actually. I went back to sleep after that. And then my ex rang me about 9:45 and said they were coming over. I'd forgot that they were coming over. And I said, oh, I'd better get up. I think yesterday was quite exhausting. And I didn't sleep the night before very well, hardly at all. And I kept dozing in the day yesterday in the hospital because I was able to lay down on a bed and I kept thinking, oh, I'm never going to sleep tonight. I didn't sleep for long, you know, and it wasn't proper sleep. But that's sometimes enough to stop you sleeping again the next night. So I was really pleased that I had a really, really good night's sleep, proper sleep. I started out thinking I couldn't get to sleep. Because it was so quiet, I didn't put my radio on. Oh, I could hear Ronan's TV on and Connor's TV, but they weren't disturbing me. But I didn't have my radio on, and I think sometimes that must wake me up in the night without me knowing. So I'm going to try not to have it on at night anymore, if I can help it. But I lay there thinking, I'm never going to be able to get to sleep. And the next thing, I was waking up, and it was like midnight, and I was thinking, oh, I wish I didn't wake up this early. I'll never get to sleep again, but I did. And that was really fantastic because so many nights I've been awake all night when I've been to sleep a little while and then woken up. And it's been extremely frustrating because yesterday, as I say, I was tired. Because it's mentally tiring, all that stuff. It is. And, me and Obi had a talk about it last night and I was really crying and he was so sweet and, you know, he was very consoling and, but not in an over sentimental way. He's quite practical and he just made me see things. He can often make me see things in a different light, in a more positive light, which is good. And then I was fine. And I just... Sometimes I think, you need a good cry sometimes, I think. I know, a really good cry, I tell you. It came right out from in, you know, deep inside me. I think it's probably something that's been brewing up for a long time, all this business. And that might have helped me sleep even, I'm not sure. But I think sometimes it's a real good stress reliever. I don't do it very often. But this seems to be a very emotional subject for me. And I find it, I mean, I'm talking about it okay now because I'm taking the lead over it. But if someone starts to talk to me about it, like when I was at the hospital yesterday and the transplant coordinator was talking to me about it, I did start to get a bit emotional. I didn't really show it, but I couldn't talk much more about it because I knew that I'd end up, you know, being too emotional. So it all came out in the end, or in the wash. Anyway, excuse all the spluttering and stuff. I think I'm going to get some new pillows. I'm beginning to wonder if it's my pillows, because they say that a third of your pillow is house dust mite. And I mean, my pillows are only just over a year old. They're about a year and 4 months old, because we had to get new ones after the fire, of course. But I think I need to chuck some of them, and well, chuck them all and get new ones. I think I'm going to try and do that every 6 months. I know it's a bit of a waste, but if I get new ones and find that I'm okay, then I definitely will do it. It could just be cat fur and stuff. I think I am mildly allergic to cats, because when I go to my mum's, she's got quite a few cats, and I've grown up with them. That's the stupid thing. And I'll end up sneezing after about half an hour. I'll end up with itchy eyes and sneezing. Anyway, talking to my mum, I better ring her. She rung me last night, but I was just settling down to sleep and I didn't really want to. She said, oh, I wondered how you got on at the hospital. Well, why leave it till 10 o'clock at night, or half 10 or whatever? Anyway, I will speak to you all later. That's my dearly beloved. Bye for now. Oops. I'm just doing audio, boo. Oh. Oh, I think it might, my phone might have died. Oh, how weird. Darling?